U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder says a court should require Texas to get federal approval for voting changes because the state has a history of voting-related discrimination, including Texas's 2011 Senate and congressional redistricting plans. Congressman David Scott recently told WABE, those redistricting lines are examples of why Congress needs to revise the formula that determines which states need preclearance following the recent court decision.
Race is still the confounding dilemma for the United States of America. Even here in the 21st century, we see it permeating so much.
Scott says federal lawmakers should approve a new formula which would apply to all U.S. states. But he says with a deeply divided Congress, making the changes won't be easy.
We got our work cut out for us. There is a God. All we can do is continue to hope. We can pray. We can energize. We've got to keep very, very vigilant. And the public has got to weigh in.
In the meantime, a number of Republicans say the Justice Department is trying to circumvent the law by asking the court to require preclearance for Texas. The move by the Justice Department could affect Texas's controversial voter ID law, which Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott implemented almost immediately after the recent Supreme Court decision. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.